It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
Very good evening and welcome to Red Friday, your best look ahead at the weekend sport with a focus on the Dons from Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. In tonight's show, the Dons not in action this weekend, but the mouth-watering prospect of the visit of Celtic on Wednesday evening. We'll be looking ahead to that one. We'll also look ahead to the weekend football, including the Betfred Cup semi-finals and the Premiership. We have, as ever, the predictor, and we have tickets up for grabs for the Pittodrie game next weekend against Ross County. Last weekend, it was a hard-fought victory against Hibs at Easter Road to keep the unbeaten run going and only trailing Celtic on goal difference, Dave Galloway.
Yes, Dave, and speaking to Red TV, the manager says Celtic are there to be got at.
They're the team that everybody has to try and beat. They've been fantastic over the period of time, staying unbeaten domestically, which is no mean feat, and it shows you the task that we have. But, you know, I think like every game, regardless of whether we're playing a team at the top of the league or whether we're playing a team at the bottom of the league, we've got to try and make sure we're happy with our own performance, our own approach there.
And Andrew Shiney, it was a very good victory.
It was. I mean, the scoreline suggests it was very tight. It wasn't an easy victory by Aberdeen, but I thought they were very comfortable in the second half. They managed the game really well. They kept Hibs at arm's length. And as John McGinn said afterwards, you know, Hibs could have played another half an hour and still not scored a goal against Aberdeen. So I think that shows how well Aberdeen controlled the game throughout the second half.
And as the manager's saying, now there is a self-belief throughout the team that doesn't matter who the opposition is.
No, indeed. I mean, there's a settled look about Aberdeen's side now, and there's still great strength and depth on the bench that if injuries occur, then you can bring in players who are of equal ability to those who drop out. So Aberdeen are in a very good place at the moment.
Yeah, and the manager is certainly relishing the challenge.
We feel we're getting into the game in a good place. Obviously, we're level with them in points, and we've had a few clean sheets of late. We've got people scoring goals, and some of the players' individual performances are getting to where we want them to be. And I think that we're, although it's been a bit stop-start this season, I think we're starting to get into some sort of rhythm and semblance of consistency of performance from each and every one of them.
Yeah, that's all down to, you know, the players on the bench, the players, and it doesn't matter who's playing for Aberdeen right now, the quality is there.
There is a good, strong squad. It's maybe not the biggest squad, but the 18 or 20 that Derek regularly calls on are of near enough equal ability. And as he said, you know, it's still been a work in progress. There are still areas that can be improved on. And after 9 league games with no defeats at all, and you're still looking and improving your side, as I said, the Dons are in a really good place just now.
Yeah, and of course, Greg Tansey, Andy Considine, they missed out last weekend. But there is good news on the injury front leading up to next Wednesday's big match.
Tansey would have been there or thereabouts for this game. I think he'll be fit for Celtic. With international break, he hasn't been missing too much. He's been on the training pitch doing work with the physios, and he's now come back into full training. We're delighted to get him back with us. And we're hoping Andy will be fit as well. He was touch and go for the Hibs game, and it was a late call. But the decision to give him that extra week to 10 days for the injury to heal properly, we think has been the sensible decision. But he is available for the Celtic game.
And it's good news, Dave, that both Tansey and Considine will be available, giving, hopefully, as long as nothing happens in training, the gaffer the full squad to pick from.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Apart from Ryan Christie, of course.
Indeed. I mean, it's all about competition for places, and with a full squad, there's even more competition for places, and that can only benefit everybody, bring out the best in everybody, keeps everybody on their toes. There would never be any complacency anyway, but there certainly won't be any complacency in the squad.
And Andrew, Ryan Christie, he will be a miss, but there are players who will be only too happy to slot in.
Well, as I said, you know, if players drop out, there are players of equal ability to come in. Ryan is a special player, there's no getting away from it, and he will be a miss. But it's a different type of game when you play against Celtic. You know it's going to be a fairly physical battle, and there's not as much room in the middle of the park as there would normally be against lesser opposition than Celtic. So I think Aberdeen will be able to cater for the loss of Christie on this occasion without too much problem.
And of course, the good news keeps on coming, Dave. Good news on the contract extension front as well.
Yes, Scott Wright and Scott McKenna both penned contract extensions this week. Another two shrewd bits of business by the boss.
Firstly, we Scott Wright. Spoke to Scott a couple of weeks ago and managed to get his agent up last week, and we get a conversation, and there was a real willingness from Scott to stay, which is we're delighted with. And you know, it was quickly agreed with his agent. I think everybody sees this is the best place for Scott to continue to develop. And Big McKenna, something similar really. You know, he was always one that we wanted to work with. I always felt he was one that would find his way, but he has done exceptionally well the last few weeks, and again, absolutely delighted to for him to extend. He was as quick about agreeing something as well. I think both lads have a real affection for the club and see this is the right place to learn. And well, both of them are not the finished article. There's enough there from both lads to suggest that they're going to do very well for us.
And two players, Andrew, that we have seen, you've seen them more than most following the 20s, but they're both players who can make a big impact.
Well, they have made big impacts, haven't they? I mean, Scott Wright, we've seen him with his goals against Partick Thistle and other little cameos here and there. Fantastic prospect. And big Scott McKenna, he's an absolute colossus when he plays at development league level. He's head and shoulders, quite literally above a lot of the players at that league. He's taken to first team action alongside Cowrie Arneson like a duck to water, and the partnership that's gelling between the two of them gives great promise for the season ahead.
It is, and as Scott made the point, Scott McKenna, you know, the Cowrie, he's so much of a help for him.
Oh, massive help. I mean, you watch Cowrie Arneson playing and you think he's lethargic, but he just strolls through games. And as Cowrie himself said, you know, he reads the game well, and he'll be delighted to have somebody like Scott McKenna alongside him that will win his fair share of headers. He maybe has to do some of the hard yards that Cowrie, with his 35-year-old legs, maybe isn't quite so up for now. But the fact that he reads the game so well, he's in the right position at the right time. And we saw from the goal last week,
it was a great ball from
it was
from
a Cowrie. Terrific ball out of defence from Cowrie Arneson up to Stevie May, and then Kenny McLean playing it through for GMS to stick the ball in the back of the net. It's just such a promising looking side that is gelling together now.
Well, Dave, both Scots, of course, have been having their say on the Celtic showdown.
Yes, they have. We'll hear, first of all, from Wright.
I think if we're being honest, we've obviously not been at our best this season, but we've still managed to get results, which is obviously fantastic. And I feel like we're starting to hit our stride now. You know, the season's up and running, and I feel like we're really getting into our stride now. I think if we're right, obviously not much teams can deal with us. And I think that's obviously with Celtic as well. I mean, in the cup final there just passed, I think we really gave them a good game. And obviously we'll take positives and negatives from that, and obviously we'll just go Wednesday night and hopefully get a result.
And McKenna says a packed Pittodrie will be bouncing.
Obviously there's a good atmosphere down at Easter Road at the weekend, but obviously we're more of our home fans here. It'll be a great atmosphere and good to play in. I think they've seen that in recent years, that if we turn up on our day, then we can beat any team in the league, and hopefully that'll be the case next Wednesday. If we turn up, then we'll give them a good game.
This is North Sound One's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me as ever, Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway. So Aberdeen against Celtic next Wednesday. One to watch, Dave.
One to watch for me. There's a few contenders because Aberdeen playing so well at the moment. I'm going to go for the skipper, Graham Shinney. You know, his inspirational and passionate leadership for me could play a key role in helping the Dons to get a famous win over Celtic on Wednesday night, and he is one of our own.
I'm going to go for Joe Lewis because I think he's such a calming influence on the back lot. And, you know, it's going to be the Scotland two top keepers in opposition to one another. And I think when you compare Joe with Craig Gordon, Joe dominates his box so much better. And I think Aberdeen will put a lot of crosses in on top of Craig Gordon to test him. But if Celtic try the same with Joe Lewis, you can just see that big figure coming out, clutching the ball and setting up another Aberdeen attack. So I think it's going to be a big game for Joe Lewis, and he's certainly up for it.
Next Saturday, Aberdeen play Ross County at Pittodrie. You can win tickets for that game by visiting northsound1.com for full details.
It's time to talk football. It's time to talk Dons.
A fantastically worked goal for the Dons.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
This is North Sound 1's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me as ever, Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway. Well, Dave, you've been chatting to one of the Dons Gothenburg legends who's played in many an Aberdeen Celtic game.
Yes, Neil Tatty Cooper, great to see he's well back on the mend after his recent health scare. Had a lengthy chat with him earlier this week. Now, he believes Aberdeen can get a huge victory on Wednesday night.
They've got to go out there and be strong mentally and physically and really try and cause Celtic problems and not let Celtic sort of try and dominate the game that I feel they tended to do last season, because they are a very good side, and I've said that, a wonderful team, deserved everything they got last season. But no, they've got to be positive, and there will be a break this weekend, no game. Aberdeen have got the time to rest up and prepare and plan for what needs to be done.
Have you got a good feeling then? Can Aberdeen get a vital win?
I think they can. You know, I mean, last season and the season before, I kept saying, oh, you know, I think Celtic might start, but they didn't. You know, they kept going, and they'll have to beat their best Aberdeen to beat this Celtic side and the squad they have. There's no denying that. But they must be wanting to do really well. I think, you know, since they're getting knocked out of the Cup by Motherwell, you know, that was a blow, because I really fancied them for the League Cup or even to get to the final again this year. But they'll be, you know, they'll be hurting from that. And you've sort of seen that in the last few games. And, you know, no bigger game for any of the players to play in than this.
I have to ask you, because it's Aberdeen against Celtic, one of my favourite Aberdeen Celtic memories was your good self clattering into Charlie Nicholas after all of about 3 seconds. I don't think he'd even left the centre circle at Pittodrie when you clattered into them back in the 80s. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you should say that. I mean, the amount of folk that still ask me about it, and it was so long ago, you know. But I think it wasn't even three, it must have been two to three seconds. I think it's still regarded as the quickest tackle in Scottish football history. But when I look back, and I did actually collide with Charlie, but the whole build-up that week, you know, the manager, Sir Alex, had been telling me, you know, how Celtic, you know, relied on this boy up front, Charlie Nicholas, Prince Charlie, they're calling him, you know, and, you know, come Saturday, though, Neil, you know, you're the man for him, you know. And I went, you know, this was at the start of the week, and this built up all week. You know, he kept calling me in the office saying, what are you thinking about, Neil? I said, Mom, I'm just going home. He said, what did I tell you yesterday? Get it into your mind about Charlie Nicholas. I want you to get it in your mind all week, you know. He likes to drop off to the front off of Miller and McLeish and play in the area you play in. So when he does, you know, you make sure you sort him out, you know. And then when the game started, full house at Pittodrie, I can't even remember much about it because I was that focused in doing what he asked me to do. Frank McGarvey passes the ball to Charlie from the centre spot. Charlie Nicholas stops it and smack, I caught him right in the knee, you know. And I never even got booked for it, and said I should have been sent off, and all the Celtic players were going mad, and even the Aberdeen players were going, what's Big Coops done, you know. But and then I was friends with Charlie before that, then he never spoke to me for like 2 years. But I've met him since, and we made up. But the funny thing was that when he brought out his book, you know, there was a part in the book, he said that Fergie used to send out the assassins to hammer him, and myself and Simi, you know. But it was a tough game then, and I mean, you can't get away with what we got away with in those days, but that was a memorable occasion.
Neil Cooper there, and you're listening to North Sound 1's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me as ever, Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway, and there was a competitor.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, he loved his games against Celtic in particular, and had more than his fair share of triumphs against them. But he's right, you know, we've got to go out there and match them physically and tactically. I don't think there's any problem at all, but you know, mentally they've got to have it in their heads that they're good enough to beat Celtic, and I think that is in the Aberdeen heads nowadays.
You're on North Sound One's Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and Dave McDermott. The Dons aren't in action this weekend, but it's time now for the predictor. And looking at the league table, Andrew, there's been a bit of a change because last week the Red Army got 2, you got 3, Dave G got 5 and I got 8, which means the league is now from the bottom upwards in 4th place, 31 points, Andrew. 3rd bronze position for me, 36 points. Dave's in silver with 39, the Red Army way out in front with 47.
That can all change so quickly.
Oh yes.
Yes, so this week on the Predictor, the Red Army are represented by Lee McAllister, the boxer, who you've been chatting with, Dave.
Yes, he's back in the boxing ring this evening, Dave. He squares up to Ghanaian Ismael Teta. That's a very late replacement for fellow countryman Justice Addy at the Beach Ballroom for the PBC Commonwealth and International Super Welterweight belts. And I've been having a chat with the Aberdeen Assassin.
Friday night can't come quick enough for me. These two lovely belts that you're holding on to just now for me, you're only keeping warm because they're going to be going home with me on Friday. But they do suit you. It's going to be an unbelievable night for Aberdeen, a cracking night. 4 title fights on in one night. It's absolutely buzzing. And me fighting for 2 titles in one of the fights is just unbelievable, especially the fact that I'm up another weight division in the super welterweights as well now. So here's hoping, 4 weight champion on Friday night.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tight one. Celtic obviously a wee bit down after losing so heavily to Bayern Munich in midweek, but I wasn't hugely impressed by Hibs when they played Aberdeen, and I think Celtic will edge this one 2-1 after 90 minutes.
2-1, Dave?
I think it'll be close as well. I take Celtic to squeeze home 1-0.
Yeah, I've gone 2-1 Celtic as well. And Dave, on Sunday, of course, it's Rangers against Motherwell.
A very, very intriguing one. Rangers, of course, having made recent improvements. Motherwell, sometimes blowing a bit hot and cold, but they were absolutely superb in putting Aberdeen out of the competition. I think they'll get right and about Rangers as well. And I fancy Motherwell to win 2-1.
Andrew?
I'm going to go 1-1 after 90 minutes, and who knows what will happen in extra time. But I think Dave's right. You know, Motherwell will be right up for this one. And I don't think Rangers have made significant improvements. They've been up against some pretty poor opposition in recent weeks, and they've picked up on results. So a tight one, this one. And maybe Motherwell edge it, but it'll take the full 120 minutes and even possibly penalties.
So your score is
1-1 after 90
minutes. Yeah, I've got 1-1 as well, which is a bit worrying. And in the Premiership tomorrow, Andrew, Hearts St Johnstone.
Hearts at Murrayfield, of course. St Johnstone have been really poor in past weeks, and I think St Johnstone will come a cropper again. 2-1 to Hearts.
Dave?
I'm going for 1-1.
Okay, and I'm going for 1-0 Hearts. Dave, Partick Thistle against Dundee.
Well, Partick 3 points adrift at the foot of the Premiership, the only team in the league with no wins so far in this campaign. They'll battle hard, as you would expect them to do, but a Dundee win for me, 2-0.
Andrew?
1-1, that one.
Yeah, and worryingly again, I've gone for 1-1 as well.
There's a pattern emerging
there
here.
There is, yes. Andrew, Ross County, Hamilton.
2-2 draw, this one for me. I don't think either side has got a particularly brilliant defence, and I think there will be goals in it and not a lot between the sides, so 2-2.
Dave?
Home advantage to count for me, Dave. 1-0 to Ross County.
I've gone 2-0 Ross County, and leaving the best till last, Dave. Aberdeen against Celtic on Wednesday evening.
What a game this is going to be. It's going to be close. I think there will be goals at both ends, but I take Aberdeen to edge it 2-1.
Andrew?
Well, I'm going to go 2-0 for Aberdeen, just because of what I said about Joe Lewis being a big influence, the McKenna-Arneson partnership working well, and Celtic being a bit tired after a couple of big games where Aberdeen have simply been training.
And I've gone for 1-0 Aberdeen. So that's our predictions. Let's get the predictions of the Red Army this week, represented by Lee McAllister.
Let's get your predictions for this weekend. Firstly, Lee, Saturday matches, Hearts against St Johnstone. What's the score going to be there?
Yeah, fancy Hearts 2-1.
Partick Thistle against Dundee.
I reckon it could be either a Thistle win or a 1-1 draw.
Which one are you going to go for then?
I'll go for a Thistle win. 2-1.
2-1 Thistle. Ross County, Hamilton Accies.
A 0-0 draw.
League Cup semi-finals, 2 this weekend, 1 on Saturday. Firstly, Hibs against Celtic.
I think it's going to be a hard game, and like I say, anything can happen in the Cups, but I fancy Celtic to grind out the win. 2-1, Celtic.
Rangers against Motherwell. I know what your heart's saying and I know what your head's saying.
Obviously, I want Motherwell to win, but I think Rangers are going to beat them 2-1.
And then we'll save the best to last. Wednesday night, what a game. Full house, Pittodrie, Aberdeen, Celtic.
I personally think that probably it'll be a 1-1 draw. I'm hoping Aberdeen's going to win, but I think it's going to be a hard, hard game.
That's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday, and the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.